Hello, beautiful friends. Welcome once again. My name is Annie. I'm a 5-1 reflector of the Cross of Destruction. I like these podcasts to be very personal. It's our in-depth way of discovering who we are, speaking from authenticity, speaking from truth, just sharing our journey. Our stories really matter. I'm a trauma therapist. I work a lot with EMDR now, through birth, postpartum, and moving into, you know, these chapters that we all go through in our life. So I've been there, friends. I've done it. And I like to have these spaces where we can just talk and share. I'm just pulling up my chart right now because, you know, being a reflector sometimes, you know, you're just in the moment. And I thought, I kind of want to talk about this. There's so many things that I record and I never share. For me, this is my 7th year knowing human design, and I haven't been studying human design for that time. There's been a period of time where I've been very, you know, just what is this? And I think I've shared, and I'm going to link it to here, I shared about the 7 years of human design through my experience. And the first year is very much like, I need to know everything. I have a first line body, so that made sense for me. I think the second year was when I really started to go, hang on a second, what is this? And my body started to shift because I couldn't kind of get any more in my head. And the third year, it goes on. So now I feel like I'm going back into that first year phase, coming out of my 7th year. I feel like I'm kind of going back into that first year phase of, I want to understand more. I want to really feel into the depths of why does this system make sense? And over the last 18 months, I've been heavily invested in many other things, obviously my postgraduate studies, but also astrology. I've been really trying to learn astrology from a deeper level because it's been so helpful. And I've also done the asteroids. What haven't I done? But I really want to always sit in spaces where I can, how does that feel for me? And how can I experiment with that? And look at ways that I can navigate this. And one of those beautiful experiences has always been my transits. It was something that I really set myself to do. And I think I wanted to do it originally to prove a point, you know, to prove, what's all this, you know, wankery. And the more I did it, the more I kind of like did it in different ways. And I ran a couple of courses on that, and I'm about to relaunch that course and do that experiment again with people because it's always fun to do things with friends and to, you know, journey a little bit. We're reflectors. We may not do a whole cycle, but we'll do, you know, bits and bobs. But for me, it was like, how can I try this costume on? If this is what I've found, finding human design, if this is what I've found and it really resonates with me, what can I do here? Because when I first found it, if you go back to my original story, when I first found human design, I went on a 3-day bender. And I say that not because I went on drugs and alcohol, though I think I did have a fair bit of wine during those 3 days, but I was a bender, meaning I was going through this process of crying, laughing. I kept looking at my chart, like I kept reading these small bits of information that I could read because I felt so seen, and I felt that, wow, I've judged myself so poorly, and that was the grief. I've made myself into things that I should never have done through conditioning. I've validated other people and unvalidated myself so much conditioning. I have being at the mercy of others, and that sounds traumatic, but I've done so many things because I wanted to fit in. And when I found this about myself, it suddenly all made sense that I adapted to everybody I've been around. Everything that I've done, not all things, but a lot of what I've done, and most reflectors I've met in this period of time, we've done it through the lens of trying to fit in. Our open centers will naturally just kind of mimic. And so suddenly we're triathletes, we're musicians, we're all these things. And so we feel that that's us. It's like, that's us now. This is what we like. But it's not. It's putting on a costume. So my bender, sorry if that's my Australianism coming out, but it's just like this period of just like absolute chaos and mayhem and emotionality was so poignant. It was even my partner at the time was just like, what is going on with you? And some will call it, dark night of the soul or whatever it was, but I was in it. And I still sit here sometimes and feel I'm so thankful that I was so in it because that was the bang, that was the shift. That was the moment that just went, wake the fuck up. I thought I'd been awake, but that was the point that just said, Annie, wake the fuck up. Stop. And I feel I did. I really do. It again, that was nearly seven, yeah, actually 7 years ago. Nearly anniversary. It regardless, but it was time ago. And I know for others it's been a longer journey. And as I was sharing, I feel like I'm going back in. I'm back into the first year of kind of going, who am I? What am I doing? And exploring it through different lenses. And if you've been around this podcast for a long time, you one of the things that I cringe about sometimes, and I also love, is the fact that I've been here for 4 years. I have shared some heresy, some weird crap. You've watched me. Well, I've watched me. It's not you. I've watched me just go, this is now what I believe. Oh no, this is now what I believe. And I have shifted and changed. And I am so grateful to this random moment in 2019 or 2020. What are we in? And I don't know, 2020, October 2020, when I just got the shits one day. Again, Scorpio season always does that. October is a thing for me. I just go, I got a lot to say. And I've learned that I am a Taurus South Node and a Scorpio North Node. So I am, this is a part of my expression. It's not my tail, it's not my past. It's my future is to get into these spaces. So every Scorpio season, I feel like I have something to say in a different way. It's like this energy just builds. It's building all year, and it's just like finally, and I've documented that every year on this podcast. It's so interesting when you do this. You set yourself this unchallenged challenge, and here you are. But I digress. This is an October thing for me. And when I started this, it was just like I was watching people, sharing stuff on reflectors, and I'm like, that's not what? That's bullshit. That's fucked. And I also wanted to build my own community. I wanted to sit in spaces with people who had found out that they were a reflector and also went on a 3-day bender like me, but also share how they experienced it. And that's how this podcast really started. It started with just me going, I don't like what other people are sharing about us, and there's not much information out there can I sit and talk with other people and just we learn from each other? And over these years, we've learned from each other. And I still stand by that. We learn from each other because I've done the study and the study's been great, you know, the official study. But I don't ever feel that they knew much about reflectors. We're kind of teaching ourselves, you know, and all types, we're all kind of teaching ourselves and we're all kind of navigating into this space of going, who are we? How does this feel for me? What's my process in this? If I take this information and I look at it through my life, how can I feel into that? How can I kind of experiment with that? How can I explore that? How can I be curious? And that is the journey that I'm on. And that's why I'm kind of like showing up here in these spaces. And I want to kind of reshare that story with you of going, I have sat with myself in so many spaces and I've been so many different parts of myself, so many different variations. And this is the reflector journey that no one else can get until you are. And it also could be not just a reflector thing. Like, let's just remove type. Maybe it's an open G thing. Because open G people really get each other because we're not fixed in any way. And the reflector is not fixed, right? The reflector, they say, through all of our undefined and open centers, we're not consistent in that. We all are, but it's just not a consistency. And the more you're into that, the more you understand the language. And you don't look at the language of going, well, oh shit, I'm not consistent. It's just like, no, I understand that my consistency is coming and going. It's weaving in and weaving out. But when we have openness, true openness, there's a difference. And this has been probably, oof, I'm feeling into it now. I always get through my life, I always feel these emotions. It's just like, nope, fifth line, gotta be strong, can't share that. But my open G is very, it's a beautiful thing. So I love its vulnerability, but I'm just like, I just need to talk. So I'm taking a moment just to share my emotionality there. But this G, which is, you know, through this lens of human design, is very much about the magnetic monopole, right? And it's really funny. I think I've shared this before as well. We think about the monopole as a magnet, and magnets always have like a, you know, a north and a south polarity. Doesn't have that. The monopole, the way that Ra taught it, was very much about this is what we attract. We're not giving out, we're attracting, right? So this is, so if I have an open G, am I attracting others with open G's? Am I attracting undefined G's? Sure enough, I am, but it's more than that. It's just about what essence of identity and, you know, sense of self am I pulling into my being and trying to understand? Because, sorry, I'm jumping a little bit here because my mind's. We're all doing the best that we can. And it's not about anybody else. This experiment and this life is about us. And we're often taught or felt or feel we can't experience this life through our own complete lens because that's selfish or, oh gosh, you know, it's about others. And it is. Others have imprint into our existence, but this is our journey. So the more we kind of like associated to others and how they're influencing us, I feel we're often ejecting out of our own human experience. I hope that makes sense. It's very much this human design teaches us to experience this. And going back to what I was sharing about the open G, I can be a chameleon, I'm a very good one. And I accept that. I know that. And I know that it serves me very well in my work. And I know it has served me very well in my life, but it's also caused me a lot of pain because I've never really understood who I was or what I wanted in life. And this, if this is this, what I'm bringing in, I can bring in others to me. But I also need to understand I can't get caught in their identities. And that is the gift. And that is, it's the gift, but it's also the shadow, because I'm so vulnerable, or have been in the past, so vulnerable to other people's impressions and identities and wants and needs. And I'm here. Now that goes through all the centers, not just the G. So this is when the center work can be really illuminating for us to just go, maybe not define yourself by human design, but maybe look at this kind of archetypes or structures of the centers and their self and not self, shadows, higher expression, however you want to word it. But it's a really beautiful way to start exploring how you show up in the world. And I can't deny any of that. Like I have tried through all these years to be skeptical as fuck, to just go, nah, this is bullshit. Don't want nothing to do with it. I don't know. It's something that I can't, maybe for me personally as an individual and for others that I've been with, this is something that's helping us feel into us, and that is the gift. It's going, I can meet myself here. I can meet who I am through this language, and I can explore this through this language because it feels okay for me to do that. I think often what happens here is we identify too much with a type, an authority, or whatever it is, and then we forget who we actually are. We're trying to live that. And that's where the very words, Annie, that's where people, when they're very hell-bent on this is it, this system is it, they're very dogmatic, it's very cultish, can be like, well, if you're not, for generator, let's use generators here. If you're not, then you're not living your design. It's just like, I've watched generators do things differently. Doesn't mean that they're not living their design. They just don't vocalize. I feel it's very dogmatic. I think it's very cultish to think that all generators are going to express themselves through their voice. It's like, no. All manifestors, here's another thing. All manifestors are going to be like, you need to inform, and just be like, I'm a manifestor, so I tell you what to do. Really? Rude that you would assume that I don't have also an opinion in life and can share my thoughts and opinions. How you take that is on you. I understand you might be a manifestor, but I might say to you, I've been feeling into this. And you've got then manifestors going, well, I didn't ask you. Really? I didn't ask you. So I find that sometimes in human design, we can have this kind of like, well, my type's this and my type's that. And if you don't do what you're told to do, then you're out of the fuck. You're out of the cult. I'm like, I'm out of the cult. I'd love to be out of the cult. But for me, in my journey, it has been very much that I have been all types, and most reflectors are. We are mirrors, we are barometers, we are We are all of these versions of ourselves. We will feel the pressure to do all the things, generate, fit in with the world. We'll come in and try and tell people what to do all the time, like projectors. And all of a sudden, we can just go, well, I'm me. And a lot of reflectors that I've met and known for a long time, we all withdraw. It's very much this withdrawal, and that I'm feeling that too now. I don't know if my fifth line will carry me through this next journey, but I'm very mindful of my withdrawal in this space just because everyone thinks that they know everything. It's a very heady thing. It's a very, I know more than you. And other reflectors getting out there, and they're just, I'm watching their design. I know their design. And I'm just going, why are you doing that? You're trying to prove yourself. You're trying to outdo yourself. You're trying to teach other reflectors how to be in this space when you're not even living any of it. What are you doing? I want to love on you. I want to care, but you are being ridiculous. And I don't get it because they're so consumed. They're so conditioned. And I just think, well, I don't also want to be the vocal one and the noisy one to go, I want to call you out on your shit. But sometimes I do. And I think that's where we're all kind of like feeling into this space of just we're adapting. We're adapting to originally when human design was out there, you had a reader, they studied, they understood how to, influence, that's a really good word actually. But when they shared something with you, they would use a lot of language that would be keynoting, and it was a way for them to grab your design and who you are and kind of imprint into you. It was a frequency shift that you could kind of get, wholesome about it. And if you've read Jonah Dempsey's book, I won't even go into that right now. Huh, maybe I am. He talks about how the original, training was very much about, oh, scratchy on the throat. What's going on there? All those throat gates. He spoke about how, learning human design to share human design through that lens was very much like you really focused on the shadows, you really focused on the not self. And he found himself kind of not feeling that that was good because it was kind of in a way breaking people. And I feel that as well. It's just like we, as a therapist, we can't just go, oh, well, you need to decondition and you need to do this, you need to get out of your mind. We have to be present with these parts of ourselves that need a little bit more integration. We need to learn how to, or just to feel into ways that we can kind of accept this aspect of who we are. And it does give us that, but then type kind of limits us in that, doesn't it? And, definition limits us. Everything that we kind of go into can kind of limit us in that approach, especially as reflectors, because reflectors are like, well, I don't have any definition. Just like, but you kind of do, because you're so used to your own cycle. You're so used to your own transit. You're so used to these centers showing up all the time and being influenced. You have definition. You have authority. You have presence. But we're kind of, you're a reflector. And that's been my journey. And I've forgotten now what I was even talking about. I feel like I've gone off on a tangent. This is why I generally don't do podcasts on my own, because I do go off on tangents. But there's something really important that I wanted to share, and maybe I've already shared it. today. I really, I've been very mindful of the 4 years of podcasting I've done and beautiful humans sharing themselves with me and watching myself share that with others and sharing that stuff on social media. And then I'm seeing other people really taking some of those things. I know they're doing that. I really do. People can be really worried about it, but I have awareness. I'm not an idiot. I have a huge amount of intuition. I know when people are copying my stuff and, running whatever I'm saying or running a podcast, for example, through AI or just creating their own version of it. And I'm not angry about it. It does sound like I am. I'm a bit bitter, but I'm also very aware that I need to protect my assets and I need to protect myself. And more so, I need to protect the people who are coming into my space and being vulnerable because I'm sharing that with that space with them. And I've always said this, if there's something not correct for you, I will pull your stuff down. And it's been an invitation to me to open up things that are only behind something now, where you have to subscribe and you don't get access to it. And it feels really wrong because the reason I set out to do this is because I wanted to share it. I wanted to build a community and I still do. And maybe this is just a journey that I'm on and feeling into the positives and the negatives of all these kind of like new tools and stuff in the world, and how I can still show up here and be caring and compassionate and kind and also my heretical fucking self and also be a part of a community that I want to build here in my little world, part of the world, which is always what I wanted to build, connecting with those here in Australia as well in person. Yeah, I think that's about it. I'm not going to go into any more of that because there are things that certain people know what they've done. I think some people can be real cunts. It's a territory here. If you're listening to this from overseas, there's a ter we have states in Australia and we have territories. We have two territories, and one of those territories is the Northern Territory. And there's a word that's really crass, and I only ever use it when I'm calling somebody out on their really bad behavior. And we call them cunts, C-U-N-T, cunt. And so there's this sticker that gets around here in Australia, and it's literally like C-U. NT, meaning see you in the Northern Territory, but people use it inappropriately to go, you're being a cunt. It's essentially that. And it's not to say that reflectors aren't cunts, because some of the reflectors that I've met and worked with are showing themselves to be real cunts because they're not living per who they are. We're the most conditioned type there is, and you are more of the problem than any other type. Well, yeah, the types can do it. Reflectors, I want to love on you, I really do, but I see you, they've seen me, they've called me out on my shit, I'm calling you out on your shit. Don't be a see you next Tuesday. Don't be a see you in the Northern Territory. Just honor yourself. Take your journey as your journey and stop trying to be like everybody else and really get curious about who you are, because that's the greatest gift that any reflector can give themselves, is just go, what do I want? What do I like? Do I even like this, meat? Do I even like it? It was a big thing for me realizing that I don't actually enjoy flesh. red meat and things like that, of going, I don't really like this. It's been a conditioned thing for me to feel like I do. And I'm just like, I'm chewing on this stuff going, I don't like this. I want to like it, but I don't. The body just goes, no. It's those small little moments where it just goes, no. And this is an invitation for people to explore. What do you like? Small things. Anyway, that's all I've got to say today. I think I've been going on long enough. Oh, sending you abundance of love, always and forever.